time management, writing craft, marketing, quick tips for busy writers. This is the Juggling Author Podcast.
Hello, friend. Author Jim Heskett here, a.k.a. The Juggling Author, coming back at you with another episode. Whoop, whoop. So anyway, I don't know why I just did that. So here's a little bit of inside baseball about how the podcast works. I have, using the Mac app called Agenda, which is a great app. It's like a combination to-do list and note taker. I have a note in there that's a long checklist of all the ideas for podcast episodes I have for this show. And then whenever I'm going to record a show, I just open up that note and I look for one of my ideas. I put a tick in the box next to it so I don't do it again. Then I record the episode. But then sometimes an idea for a show will just pop up in my brain or based on something that's happened. And this is one of those episodes. So this morning, I got an email from someone on my email list. And this person that I got the email from is in the middle of my automation sequence. I was recently involved in a joint author giveaway where we all emailed our lists a link to a common page where we all featured each other's lead magnets. And I got a whole bunch of new email subscribers. And so they're all going through my chugging through my automation sequence, which at the time of this recording is about 6 emails long. And it has a couple of emails introducing me, a couple of emails with links to my series, and yada yada. It's all about various things, and I'll go over my email sequence at some point in the future. But so the point of this episode is to tell you, you can't always be selling, and tangentially, how you have to win over your readers one person at a time. This particular email that I got this morning was a reply to one of those emails in my automation sequence, and this particular email I think is the third email, because the first couple emails are just links to the free books that I give out. I do them one in each email, and I space them out over a couple days to make sure give people more chances to download them. But this email that I give out, that I send out, this third email in the sequence, it doesn't have any links to buy anything. It's basically just an email about me. About me and that I'm an author and some pictures of me and my family, a picture of my kid, a picture of my dog, and I invite people to reply to send me back something about them because you can't always be selling. And this reply that I got, it says, "Hi, I have received over 80 books recently, so I apologize if it takes me a little time to get to your book." Because in the email I say something like, "I hope you're enjoying the," and then I give them the names of the books that they download for free as my lead magnet because I want to remind them if they haven't read it yet. And this email proves that that's working because the person saw the titles of the books and said, "Oh yeah, I downloaded those and I haven't read them yet." And so here's my point. So this is pretty common if somebody is joining a group, a giveaway, or a group cross-promo or something like that, you need to think about that they're going to be joining maybe a bunch of email lists at once, and they're going to be getting a bunch of emails from automation sequences from different authors, because there's part of the challenge is not just getting people on my list and not just getting them to, one, get on my list, two, download the free book, and three, read the book. These are three big challenges even before I consider selling them something. And getting them to read the book. So this person says that she got 80 free books from downloading, from joining this probably, I don't know for sure where she came from, because I haven't looked it up in my email list provider, but she probably came from this group giveaway. It would make sense that she's gotten all these free books there. So my point is, in order to win somebody one fan at a time, I need to make an impression on this person. I need to stand out to her because she's going to have all these books on her Kindle. Or whatever e-reader. And next time she's going to go read a book, I want her to pick mine. I want her to pick mine over those other 79 free e-books she got because I want her to read my book. I want her to enjoy it. I want to turn her into a fan and I want to get her to buy my next book. That's my evil plan for world domination. So I need to stand out. I'm going to write this woman back a personalized email that talks about, that's probably going to make some joke about how we're all so busy and I hope she's having a great week. And I'm just going to be a real person to her. I'm not going to try to sell her something. I'm going to try to win her over individually. And that's very important. And now you might be thinking, well, if I get a bunch of people on my email list and they're all emailing me, how do I have time to email them all back? Let me tell you, it does take up time and it's absolutely worth it because you don't win fans 2,000 at a time. You win them one at a time, and it takes time. But if I can make an impression on this woman and get her to read my book, and if she enjoys it, then she's a fan. And once somebody's a fan, as long as I keep putting out quality content, she's probably a fan for life. And that's the whole point of this episode, is that it's not just about getting people to buy your books. Well, it is about getting people to buy your books, but it's about all the things that go underneath that to get up to the point where you're getting people to buy your books. You can't always be selling, because you build fans one at a time by being a human and reaching out to them and making that one-on-one personal connection. It's why I rarely sell stuff on social media. I will put out links when I release a new book or something like that. I will definitely put it on social media, but most of the stuff I put on social media is just about, I guess you would call it, brand awareness and engagement. I'm just trying to be a real human. Like, if you look at my author page, if you look at author Jim Heskett, most of it is just me posting silly book puns and stuff like that, and bad book jokes, and my readers love that. I get great engagement on my Facebook posts because I'm not out there saying, buy my book. I'm building fans one at a time and being a real human. And I hope you are being a real human to your readers, because that's what's going to make you stand out, not constantly shoving buy links down their throat. Because you know what? That might work a little bit, or it might work for a little while, but it's not a good long-term strategy to building a lasting author career. All right, if you want to support the show, make sure you go on Patreon and check out The Juggling Author. And if you enjoy the show, please tell an author friend about it. Rate and review it on iTunes, and let everybody know, sing it from the mountaintops, how much you love The Juggling Author podcast. You know you love me. You really do. Okay, have a good day.
Thanks for listening to another episode of The Juggling Author Podcast. Make sure to rate and review the show on iTunes and visit www.thejugglingauthor.com for free bonuses and more info about the show.